are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here are your hosts, Steve Blair and Chris Miles.
Alongside my Bleed Blue partner and friend Christopher, can't forget about Joe, New York football giant. Week 17, lose to the Philadelphia Eagles 34-26, 929-477-4171. You can press number one button on your touchtone phone if you want to be alive on the air for any questions or comments. Follow the show on the Bleed Blue Show on the Facebook fan page, the Twitter, the Instagram. Christopher, what's going on? Hey, Christopher, what's going on? Okay, can you hear him? You have technical difficulties?
All over the place, yes.
Joe, Steve, where you at?
I'm here.
I'm right here.
Chris. I'm right here, Chris.
I'm right here.
Okay, I'm right here, too. You guys here okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, all right. What's going on? What's the action behind you? What's going on over there?
Well, I'm at the bar right now where our New York football Giants youth party. Oh, can y'all hear me?
Okay, and Joe, where you at, man?
I'm home.
Okay, so somebody got, and I could only, see, this is one of those times where I blame somebody's mic, and I'm blaming one of you two this time. So I just, by process elimination, I would say it's your mic, Steve. Okay, nonetheless. Say again?
Can you hear me?
You know what, he needs to go off. In fact, I'm going to kill his mic right about now. All right, JoJo.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me, baby. Say something.
Well, today was the capper, the icing on the cake for an absolute miserable, rotten season. You know, we did not get to 7-9. We're
right.
We're 6-10, and that's a complete wrap for this miserable, rotten football season.
Yes,
And now it's time to back up the truck to the loading dock. You know, swing up the back doors, chalk up the wheels, and start loading that bad boy up.
That's right. That's right. And that's what we're going to get into. We're going to talk about who we're going to load the back of the truck with. Not what, who. And we need to do that right away. But before we go any further, let's go ahead and try to get the caller from the 404. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Baked Chicken, baby.
Oh, boy. I kind of knew you was there, man.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, you won't get an argument out of me today, my man.
Also, and big hey,
Joe.
Yeah,
hey, Joe. That topic you just said, that should be the topic of today's talk. We back up the truck.
That's exactly what it's going to be. You're right.
Inside the truck. Man, we already know we got a superstar in Beckham. We know that.
Right.
But there's totally a lot of things I saw today. We're lost on defense, man.
Oh God.
What's up?
That was a very nice way to put it, though. That was a nice way to put it.
Exactly. Also,
that was very kind of you, sir.
Yeah. Big O, you want to laugh?
What a gentleman. What a gentleman, huh, Joe? What a gentleman he is.
Oh, of course. Wow. Of course we're a gentleman. Big O, you want to laugh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, here's something for you. The first words that came out of your mouth when you came on the show just now was baked chicken. And,
that's right.
And guess what I had for dinner last night?
You didn't see that.
Maybe that was a telltale sign of what's going to happen for today's game. Baked chicken. That's the first time of our season. Baked chicken.
Hey,
I had it
You know what? We, and the sad thing about that is, I think our offense actually had a chance to really do some fantastic things today. We got stuck
right.
with a lot of bad field position. I'm going to do my rants later on. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it because I'm not going to start off with that. I'd rather you guys do it and then I co-sign because you don't want to hear me. You don't want to hear me go.
Right.
We just can't. It's awful. It's awful. Joe, Big O. I already know where you're going. I don't know what to say.
I'm back in my head too. If this is what are we going to put up with this next year?
No, hell no.
What is going to happen? What is going to happen? Right now, at this point, I really don't know.
Well, hang on, guys, what's going to happen is today is week 17, the final week of the 2014 NFL regular season, the final last week.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow in the NFL, it's known as Black Monday.
That's right.
That's when head coaches and possibly some GMs are handed their walking papers. That's what's
right.
happening. That's what's going to happen tomorrow.
That's right.
So tomorrow is Black Monday. That's it.
And I'm going to tell you what. After I bring the next caller on, we're going to go around this forum of us, man. And we're going to cherry pick what should happen first. Who should go first? How are we going to... Hey, 704, who are you?
This Charles, man. What's going on?
I know it was you. Be nice.
Nah, it can't be nice, man.
I know you can't be nice.
Man, it's nothing nice. Ain't nothing pretty. At the end of the day, it's hard to swallow if Coughlin comes back, man. That's hard. You know, we can say it was injuries. We can say it was training staff and the guys on IR and period fuel, which he is part of the problem. But it's going to be very hard to swallow if Coughlin comes back, man. You got swept by the Cowboys and the Eagles. You're 6-10.
Yep.
This is the worst we've been under Coughlin.
That's right.
The writings are on the wall as far as we moving on from this guy. What I keep trying to tell other Giants fans is that we don't have to fire McAdoo. The owner of the team, there's a head coach out there that'll fit what the Giants need a head coach to do that will allow McAdoo to retain his position. See,
right.
Jason Garrett did it years ago. You got me now. He was hired before.
Wait a minute. He was a puppet, okay, and he still is. We don't need a puppet on this blue team.
Puppet or not, the man getting it done. I don't care what you call it. They want 12 games.
Well, we got coaching by committee. Do we need coaching by committee? One guy calling the shots and the coordinators? We're deferring to him. What do we want?
But it's Garrett's offense. We all know that. He was the coordinator. It's Garrett's offense. And at the end of the day, now I'm not going to say they're going to win anything we don't know that yet. But at the end of the day, it worked. You know what I'm saying? He wanted, much like McAdoo, Garrett was a hot prospect at offensive coordinator, and they wanted him. Same thing with McAdoo. I think McAdoo will make a great head coach maybe one day.
Maybe. I actually agree with you.
But it ain't time for his time right now. I would love to see another head coach come in, retain McAdoo, because I don't want to change the offense again. This offensive scheme, Beckham is a stud in it. I think he's going to be good in it.
It looked good today.
Yeah, Randall stepped up in it. I mean, at the end of the day.
He fucked it up, but that's another story.
Yeah, he did some stuff, but at the end of the day, we can't. It's going to be hard for me to swallow if Coughlin comes back, man. That's going to be a hard pill for me to swallow, man. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't. It's time to move on, man. 6-10?
Let me ask that same question. Is it going to be a hard question for you to swallow, too, Steve Blair?
Oh, my goodness.
He's hurting.
Watching this disaster, it is an apparent I know we have offensive line issues, offensive line needs, but the linebacker is a lot closer than I thought, you know, than I thought it was. Addressing the issue at linebacker, I mean, goddamn, the second level of spacing, the inability to get to the line, the pressure, it was just non-existent all day.
The reaction time was not there.
It was terrible today, man. Terrible.
And that's
we
why
need a linebacker so bad. So bad.
That's but see guys, that's why I keep saying we can't get stuck on left tackle in the draft. We can't get stuck at O line in the draft because if you got in them top 10 picks, if you got a stud at linebacker that's a shoe-in, you gotta take them because this team needs so much. If it's a safety, that's a shoe-in in the first 10 picks.
Right.
I don't think it's one projected right now, but I'm just using it hypothetically.
Isn't.
You gotta take them.
Right, exactly. You got
you can't just go. We can't just say let's go O-line, man. You can't. We gotta get the best player available, man.
Right.
That's just real.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean that is real, Charles. I mean what Charles is saying. We gotta get absolute explosive game changers. And when I say game changers. And I'm sure Charles would concur with this as well. He's not using that term loosely. I mean game changers. I mean big time, can't miss, no brainer game changer. If he's there, you gotta take him. If you pass on him, you're stupid as hell. That's it.
Yeah.
We don't. There's not. I'm gonna let you know right now. I'm gonna look it up right now. But I'm gonna go back to my because I do this pre-draft thing every year. And there are very good players. They're fantastic players, mobility-wise, in this upcoming draft. But game changers, guys that can another couple of Sammy Watkins and Odell Beckham Jr., they're not in the top 20. I'm letting you know that right now. Before y'all even go ahead and look.
I got a question for all you guys on the round table. We're out here at New York Giants viewing party right here. Quick question for all you guys. You take my question and get your answers. Did you guys think Reuben Randall played his back way into the roster next year, his performance, not just today, but the last couple of weeks? I mean, I know the Eagles secondary is terrible, but, I mean, he was doing shit today that, you know, where was this Reuben Randall at all season? That, I guess that's my question. And then also, is he back on the roster next season based off his performance, not just today, but the last, I don't know, 3 weeks?
Okay, let's go around the table with that. Let's start with Big O, Charles, and Joe and myself. Let's do it.
Yo, okay, Reuben Randall. I say no. Let me tell you why, man. You don't wait. Everybody knew the Eagles suck at that at the defensive backfield. They suck.
You ain't wrong.
The last few people they really wasn't that good. Reuben Randall is a good complimentary play. He's not that beast mode I thought he was going to be, man. He is not that guy. Say he won his way back in on the roster. If Coughlin is still the coach, hell yeah, he's back on the roster. He's still on the roster. If Coughlin is gone, then it's going to be some changes, and I think Reuben Randall is going to be one of the changes that's going to have to go. Because I really think we can do something better in free agency with another receiver. If Cruz can come back and be all right, we just need another receiver because I really still think we got Parker, Corey Washington, we got, I guess, Ogletree, and I'm not really big on that, but – you know, we got some other. We don't really need them like that. That's what I'm saying about Reuben Randall.
Right.
I'm not any, especially like JPP. All that hype talking he was doing on internet. We got to come out. We're together. We got to be a team. This and that, brother. We know you're playing for a contract. All that shit. I'm not buying it. We got to get rid of all the dead weight, all the mistakes that we made. We got to get rid of. And if we like, I'm gonna echo what Charles says. Whatever shows up on that draft. If it's hot, we cannot pass it. I mean, I don't care what position it is. At this point, we can fix our offensive line. We can.
Yeah.
But Reuben Randall, I'm not buying it, dude. The guy is not that guy. I just don't believe it. I just don't want to believe it right now.
Okay, Charles.
I'm kind of torn on this one, man, because I think what happened is that at some point, Ruben Randle, he got benched in Jacksonville, right?
Right.
Right.
So I think that what happened is that he woke his ass up. And that's why we've been getting the play out of him that we've been getting for the last two or three weeks. A reality hit that guy. And then when you put a Beckham on the team that's shining and that's just straight lighting it up, we already know what Cruz going to do. So, I mean, think about put yourself in his shoes. I think we might have, you know, it remains to be seen. I think, what, Ruben Randle got one more year left on his deal?
Something like that.
I think you gotta let him. I think you gotta let him come to camp next year. If nothing else, let him come to camp and see he's gonna bring that same fire intensity. We just can't let him go in the off season or cut him off because we have to cut him or release him. You know, he got a rookie deal. He ain't getting paid a lot of money. If he can come and bring what he brought these last two or three weeks, and the light bulb, like they were saying on TV, the light bulb really has come on for that guy. Hey, I'm all for it, man. Keep him on the team. I have no problem, okay. Ruben Randle, if he's going to play like that. You know what I mean? I ain't got no problem with it.
Okay. Right. Big Joe.
All right. I got to go basically. I'm kind of torn myself. I mean, Ruben has played really, really well these past few weeks. And today's game, he caught a gorgeous touchdown pass from Eli today, but it was called back because stupid ass Will Beatty.
Oh God!
I mean, I'm going to kick Will Beatty out of here before Ruben Randle, really.
Right.
But as far as to answer your question, should Randle come back next year? I'm going to say maybe, possibly, that's where I draw the line. Maybe, possibly. I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say maybe, possibly, maybe. He has played well the past few weeks. And what Charles said, next year, if he does come back in the last year of his contract, he'll be a lame duck player. But let's see if he brings out fire and intensity because he's playing for a new deal. He's playing for a veteran deal instead of a rookie deal, which expires next year anyway. So that's basically it. Either
right.
I don't know. It's a crazy thought. I doubt it'll happen. But I don't know. Maybe some NFL team will take a look at Randle and we could probably trade him and probably get another draft pick. What round, I don't know. But it's a crazy, outlandish thought. But I'll leave it at that. So.
Well, he's not. We talked about game changers before. He's not one of them.
Right.
Okay. No. And you know what? The best way you can crystallize what Ruben Randle brings to the Giants is look at his entire game today, which was very beasty, very dependable, and then look at that interception that Eli threw at the end when he stopped running and was looking the other way again.
Oh.
Okay? Now, it makes you wonder, what does McAdoo think about it? And it goes back to what Big O said, which is very interesting, I think, which is if Coughlin stays here, he'll be here. If he's not, hey, he may be trade bait. I don't know what to think either. So we all are kind of on the fence about what's going on with him, man. I don't know. I like Ruben Randle, but there are times that I don't really think he's interested in playing. You know,
right.
And it just kind of feels that way. You know, it depends on what the mood is.
I have a twist to that because I'm thinking. Now, I'm on the fence like a lot of you guys. It all depends if you get rid of a Ruben Randle, that means you kind of have to readdress the draft need, and we have other needs ahead of wide receiver, in my opinion.
Yep.
Now,
yes.
Now, I'm hoping I'm wishful thinking when I say this, and I really believe this. I'm hoping Ruben Randle, for some reason, has a spark with the McAdoo offense, because as if you are a Giants fan and you watch football like we watch football, you could tell the difference in the play calling by Bob. I keep on saying Bob. Ben McAdoo. I'm hoping this new offense has got a spark in Ruben Randle, so we can retain a player at the position. So if you get rid of him, you've got to draft a wide receiver, and we're not going to play Corey Washington. That's a whole other story. another business politics.
Oh,
but
Lord.
I am hoping that McAdoo is allowing this guy to get this fire back under his, you know, under him with the cores that we got, bring back the Cruz or whatever. But, I mean, he's too inconsistent all season long. I mean, I can't let the last four games, you know, cloud my judgment. I got to really look at this. I got to really reevaluate this. I'm leaning yes, but that's because I think he has a better grasp of this system than he ever did Gilbride.
Well, here's the key to that. The two key points for me with Ruben Randle, like I said, is going to be his salary. We don't have a lot in to him right now. And
exactly.
That's a no-brainer. See, if you go out and get somebody in free agency now, you probably have to pay him more than you're paying Ruben Randle at this point. You see, anybody worth their weight in gold, you got to put more into him. So, I mean, Ruben Randle going to get you 50 catches in a season. That's all we need him to do. As long as Cruz and Beckham stay healthy, they're my lead horses at wide receiver. Preston is too inconsistent. Talking about somebody inconsistent is him. I think that he's going to be who he is. He's a fourth, fifth receiver. I think Corey Washington got a lot of work to do. I mean, I think that we all want to see him, and he made plays in preseason, but I think that some reason or another, he's not getting on the field. So he probably has a lot of work to do to get stronger, to get off the line, to get off the line of scrimmage, to run his routes. He probably has a lot of work to do that we can't see as fans. You keep Ruben Randle in there, just he's salary cap friendly. Like I said, he's going to get you 50 catches. And, I mean, I think you go from there. Like I say, the way he's played, again, I agree with Steve. It's not kind of my judgment over the last month, the way he's played, but I do think him getting benched and being sent the message did wake him up a little bit. And if he can carry that over into the preseason of next year, yeah.
Go ahead. No, not to cut you off on my back, but
no,
you're right. We all just tired of Ruben bullshit. I know that. This point, we tied. We just really wanted to know concrete what type of play he is, but he is in that position next year to come out and prove us wrong.
Let's see.
He is.
Yep.
He's because he's paying for a contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what a lot of players do. That contract, yeah, they just play like a beast. So that's to our advantage. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
But then it could blow up in our damn face too, and he's just not that dude. You know?
Well,
here's the thing.
Hold on. I got to bring one more caller on. 973, who are you?
Tommy Sin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's him. What's up, man?
Yo, man. Old didn't call it, but, bro, another helping a big fucking chicken, yo.
Yeah, see, that's
yep.
true.
I had it for dinner last night. I made it myself.
Y'all getting me hungry with this big chicken thing, by the way, man.
That was my dinner last night. No joke.
So what's going on, man? I know you're a very passionate Big Blue fan. You know, you got to let it out. This is the last game of the season.
Man, I'm just here listening to the fellas, man. I'm listening to all you guys. I just want to see what all got to say, man. You know, I always get good insight with my man Charles. We going back and forth trading ideas and stuff, man. I'm just right now, man. It's just
I think my biggest thing right now, is Coughlin, man. It's gonna really wrangle with me and wrangle with my heart if he comes back, man, because, and I know that the rumors are that he's coming back. I just don't see how you can do that shit, man. How can you bring this man back?
What's your biggest problem with Coughlin? Tell me, I mean, really. What's the main thing that you think do you feel he's lost the locker room? Do you think it's the play calling? Do you think it's the influence? Do you think it's his presence? What do you think
It's a few things. I mean, first of all, his whole philosophy is built on having discipline. Again, the last 2 weeks, your team hasn't been disciplined. Yeah, we won some games in the last month, but stupid penalties. That stupid-ass holding call on Beatty today that erased the Randle touchdown. Stupid little penalties
You only counted one? You only counted one?
That right there in itself explains pretty much writes the picture of what I'm saying. It's like, man, that's what his philosophy is built on, is having discipline and being a disciplined football player. And over the last two seasons, we just haven't seen that. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you're made of, and that's what you preach, and that's what your staple is, and your team is not responding and doing those things, that's one. Two, I do not like the fact that players don't get a chance early enough in the season, like a win, some of these other players that, even Corey Washington, or even not even giving Andre Williams, I think we tried to ride Jennings early, early in the season too much. He's not type of dude. You know what I'm saying? He's never been a starter. You can't put that kind of pressure on one guy. Those type of things is why I think he just has an old school mentality, and I think he can't relate to the players as well as some of these other coaches in the league. They can't. It's a little younger. Okay. They understand the generation a little better. And again, it's just your record. If I go to work and I did good 3 years ago, but over the last three years, I've been failing at my job. You think they're going to keep me on at my job? I'm going to get
fired. Well, I hope you have a goddamn evaluation between the time you did well till now. And I think that's a shortfall, too. I don't think they evaluate that. I actually co-signed with you there. I don't think they've been doing a total evaluation the way they're supposed to. And they're living mostly on what we just did 2 or 3 years ago when we won in Arizona. What I mean?
You can't go off of that, man. I always love Coughlin for that. I always appreciate him. I always respect him. But you gotta have change, and you gotta turn the page at some point. And when you miss a postseason 3 years in a row, and then you go 6-10, what else do we need to see?
Thank you, Charles. For the first time ever, me and you are on the same page, my man.
I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. If he comes back, I just won't understand it.
Big O, what you think about that?
Man, Coughlin, oh, man, dude. I echo Charles. I mean, dude, everything you said today, you cannot argue it, man. It's kind of like...
I can't argue with it.
You're kind of afraid right now. Like, what the fuck they going to do? Because are they going to make us happy? Or are they going to do... We're going to get disappointed somewhere down the line. Somewhere, somehow, something is not going to be right. I mean, these games that we thought, you know what I realized today too? Mm-hmm. Games that we thought we should have won, we couldn't win them. We're not good enough to win these games, man. I thought we were good, we're not. We not disciplined. That's where Coughlin lost today. The team is not listening. They're not responding. Even when they fucking up, they're not looking over at the coach and saying, "Oh shit, they don't get it." They still going on Monday, going on fucking posting bullshit and playing around and shit like that. I mean, I'm old school about the sport. When it comes to the season, man, I'm militant about this shit. It's all football. You know, I'm the Jerry Rice minds, man. You work hard, you know what I mean? And you get compensated by working hard. Right now, I don't think the team at all worked hard this year at all, man. I mean,
they
all that shit, but I don't think that's a team that really worked hard in all phases of the game. Christ, even Eli, them little bullshit intercept, I mean, the mistakes he makes, sometimes it's like, yo, is his coach addressing that shit? Is he telling him, like, yo, Eli, you kind of off, you're not accurate enough on this throw, you throw off your back feet on this, you could throw it away, you could sidestep and buy some extra time. We're not getting that from our coaching staff right now. I really think we need to clean house with that shit for real. Don't do that, if Coughlin remains there, we're going to be scratching our heads, I think. That's just me. I want him to prove me wrong.
No, I believe.
But right now, Coughlin is serious hot seat. That Black Monday you're talking about, I think he should be a candidate. I'm not saying the first candidate, but he should be on that seat for Black Monday.
I agree. Joe, you with that too?
Yeah, well, listen, I've always been the one to say it's a players' league first, and we got some shitty-ass players on this team. And, yeah, coaching failed us this year as well. So it's it's two in the same boat. So I mean, I've been saying it all year long. We'll always respect Tom for what he did, giving us two Super Bowls. We'll always have mad crazy respect for him. You know, we'll probably see in Canton and the whole nine yards. But if he comes back, same old song and dance, but the same old band director. And
that's right.
And Charles just said it. I mean, 6-10 says it all. I mean, right. I would not have been jumping up and down if we finished up 7-9. But I would have been a little more. But
absolutely.
But we didn't. I mean, we finished a game worse than we did last year. I mean, that tells you everything. I mean, a game
look
worse.
Look at the last two seasons, man. Look at the last two seasons. We went 0-6 last year?
Yep.
Come on. You can't. Man, he should have been fired last year, but it was okay, we're going to give you an opportunity. Then you come again this year, and we end up going, over a span. We went, 3-9?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
We sucked, Charles.
Joe, do you think injuries?
That's 2 years, man.
You
got
to
go.
They're going to use injuries as one of these things to save his job. I'm seeing they leading towards injuries, and you know, that was the main purpose of.
He's got to go.
And together, and I'm like, oh, God.
Here's the thing what people don't understand. Even
all right,
people
Charles,
on TV,
I've been calling on, man.
Well, let me get this one last statement, Chris. People don't understand this. They're so caught up in, well, we don't want to fire McAdoo and start over again. I will reiterate again, we don't have to fire McAdoo to bring in another head coach, man. Eli had an absolutely wonderful season. Why change the offense?
Yes.
Right.
You ain't going to get an argument out of me. You need to change a few personnel, like Baby and all of them. But, you know, for the most part, you know, it's good to go. 4-4, who is this?
Yo, it's Haitian Daniel. What up, fellas?
Hey. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Just disappointed at the last season game, man. I'm watching it. Like, yo, what the heck is going on?
Nothing went on.
Nothing went on. I know we had a bad season. You know what I'm saying, with the injuries and all that. But like, yo, finish strong, man. At least want to smile and start bragging about the next season. Now I'm looking at this like, yo, what the heck? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't too bad, though. It wasn't too bad, but it's just like, wow. What the fuck,
you know what's
man?
Funny? You know what the crazy thing is, you know, like in my job, I have to deal with a lot of publicity, marketing. You know, we do a lot of what you call pent-ups. Pent-ups meaning, you know, if you email traffic, cold calls and stuff like that. And what you try to do is you try to drum up enthusiasm for whatever product you got. And I'm looking at the Giants, and I'm like, this would have been the perfect time for you to drum up more enthusiasm for that young man from LSU. Okay? He had a season to die for. And he got about 5, maybe 6, possibly 10 more just like that. You know? And we went out this way. We went out like this. 6-10, and it sucks because now what are you going to do? So I think maybe if management got it, and Joe, we talked about this before in one of the wrap ups. If management got a clue after last year, we started off 0-6 and ended up 7-9. These fuckers better get a clue. This is echoing everybody's sentiment already. Everybody needs to, you know, there's a definite clue when you finish 6-10. We are 3 years away from a Super Bowl, and we're looking like this. It's horrible. 678. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on? It's your boy Malcolm. What's going on, man?
How
hey,
you Malcolm. Doing, sir? What's going
hey, what's
on?
What's going on, man? Man, I'm just mad, what's man. Just mad. Like, y'all, man. It's crazy, man. Crazy. Man.
It's crazy.
What can you do? You know, what can you do? I mean, the good part about it is either us or the Eagles are going to the playoffs. I mean that's the good part about it. And the bad part about it is, yeah, they're 10-6 and we're 6-10. That's the bad part about it. And we got a clean house. That's it. It is
we got to.
Yeah.
We got a clean house, man. We got to.
And where do we start at, man?
I told my boy Steve that
earlier.
Where
do we start at?
Well, you know, defensive coach.
Well,
get
that's number
away.
One. We got that. That's
number
so
one.
What happens after that? Who's next?
It's, you know, the whole staff, man, because, I mean, we don't have no enthusiasm, no nothing, man. We don't have
nothing. You know what? Are you driving around Coach Coughlin's parking lot, man? Because you ain't saying it. You ain't saying it. You ain't saying it. Say it. Repent. Repent your sins, young man. Repent. Tell us. You know you want to say it. You know you want to say it. Tell us all. This is the big blue. Hey, we're your family, man. Go ahead. It's
I'll spare you,
say
man.
It.
I'll spare you,
no,
man. But
just
man.
Say it. Just say it.
Man, it's a compliment. man. You know what? Call me too, man.
Here's what's gonna piss me off even more, guys. What's gonna piss me off even more is if Coughlin don't walk away himself. Because you if you know yourself, see Coughlin knows right now that he ain't getting it done.
Yeah.
Walk away, man. Walk away from this shit. Why are you going to come back again?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's heavy, Charles. That's heavy, bro.
Walk away.
Come on, man.
If you don't want two Super Bowls, you're a millionaire. You got a good legacy. That's like them old players trying to say fucking up their legacy because they stay too long.
Coughlin
walk away now, he can save some integrity. He'll save his legacy, and he'll always be hailed as part of the best. One of the best giant head coaches ever, along with Paul Dick.
You're right, Charles, because if he don't walk away now, it'll be like Run DMC playing the corner bar talking about what they used to do and how big they were in the 80s.
Exactly. Or like LL Cool J still trying to. Or LL Cool J, man, it's time to get that shit up.
Playing in somebody's school park. 973, who's this?
Yeah. Yo, Steve, what's going on, man? It's Vic from Jersey.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on, man? The test game was wonderful, man. We paused giving them at my president's house. I'll put the phone in there, and everybody's going to scream for you, man.
Thank you for joining our pity party today. Hey, man, but you got to close your mic. I think that's your mic, though, man.
We post game, and the telegram is awesome, man. We good. We all right.
Hey, well, blast us so everybody can hear us then, man. Because we speak the same language.
That's your speaker.
Oh, good. What's up, everybody?
He said, what's up, everybody?
Thank you for letting me join your pity party.
Pity party, so what is wrong, man?
Thank you very much. We over here, hey, look, we all driving in our own sun, so, you know. It's
over
there, man. Pity
party, we know he was out of it.
What you say?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to call it, man, let you know the end of the season on a good note. We tried, but it's all good. We got the draft coming up. We'll be all right. I just want to put a bug in your listeners' ears again, Steve and Chris. We got
okay.
The Super Bowl party at Amazon Lounge, February 1st. We sell raffle tickets if anybody's in the area.
You got any big tickets?
Yeah.
Raffle tickets if you're in Jersey. Come out at me.
What about baked chicken? Y'all got baked chicken over there?
Come on, man. Here we go, y'all. You know? We got some baked chicken for your ass right here.
Great to hear it.
That's all
thank
I
you
to say,
man.
We're going to get over with y'all later, Steve and Chris. Take care, man.
Okay, take care. Thanks a lot.
All right.
305, where are you calling from? What's going on?
What's good? Great Graham in the building.
Uh-oh, the big
what's
Great Graham.
On,
how
man?
You doing, sir?
I don't even know where to start at, man.
Is that
fucked up? But you know, we didn't stay consistent with the little win streak we was on. But you know, the coaches can never let you down at coming out in the second half playing that conservative bullshit. You know,
yep.
They didn't let us down on that. You know, But I mean, all in all, man, it's a relief that this season is over. Truthfully.
I gotta ask you a real quick question, man.
What's that?
Who's first to go?
Who's supposed to go? Like, as far as
where are you gonna start at? You the GM right now. You the GM right now, Dre. Who's first
everybody.
To get the hell out of here?
Everybody. The way I feel right now, everybody.
Can you be more specific?
Odell Beckham too? You want him to go too?
Yeah, really.
Every right now, the way I feel, man. Yeah, I mean, you have to ask me that question in like two more days or something.
Okay.
Because I'm like, because I'm feeling, because right now I'm the GM of the Bills. A couple years ago, when Perry Few and the rest of the damn coaching staff, everybody got fired.
Right.
No, I mean,
right. They
fired everybody. They ain't spared. They just fucking got rid of everybody.
That's like, they did.
Like, man, it's just, I mean, I need a couple of days to vent.
Okay.
And I still might feel the same way a couple of days because, like all of us, you know, we got a 9-to-5 job. We going to the job, fucking Cowboy fans in there. I got Eagle fans looking at me. They're going to be looking at me crazy. It probably even piss me off even more because I know they're going to talk shit.
I know.
Sanchez, man. Come on now, Sanchez.
Oh, no. Please, no. Don't do that to me. Hey, host, what you think about it?
Man.
Lost for words, man.
Talk to me, man. Steve, you know what you look like, Steve? I can look right through this radio. I can see a thermometer and one of those ice bags on your head right now. You need some goddamn Excedrin, you know? It's bad. I know what it is, but you got to say something, man. You got to say something.
Yo, shout out to the Beast of the East crew at the tailgate. Matter of fact, I hope you guys ain't leaving. I hope you guys is out there taking the Sims advice. Meet Perry Few out of his office. Get some U-Haul boxes. Let's do it tonight. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this jump started tonight. Let's get the moving boxes popping right now. I feel that.
You know when we talk about cutting people, who needs to go first? Don't even need to be part of that discussion because we already know he's gone. That's he's out of there. We know that.
Yeah, he's got to go. Yeah, he's out of there.
I believe it when I see it. I mean, he should, but you never know. You never know.
He is gone. That's concrete. I know. They listen to radio just as much as we do, too. I mean, you know, they listen to the critics. Everybody heard all over the board, Perry Few got to go. So, I just hope that Coughlin can do that, like Charles said, and just hold his chin up and just walk away from us, man. Don't put us through that pain no more, man. Come on.
Never. Right.
Walk away. And another thing before I get off, Joe, I was doing my little homework on your guy, man, his demeanor and everything about it. I feel you, man. He's not a college coach. He is an NFL coach. The style of coaching I've seen this dude, the way he talks to people and the way he get in your face, I can see him sliding up in the Giants. It's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. But Charlie Weiss, I was watching some things and I saw some things about him. He's a tough dude, man. I like the way he
works. He's a class dude.
He's a clone of Parcells. That's what Charlie is. He's a clone of Parcells. Both guys are from northern New Jersey, where I'm from, and yeah, they know what New York Giants football is all about, and bottom line, they take no bullshit. Now, Tom is pretty much kind of the same way, too, in that old school, militant kind of way, because Tom is a good fit for it as well, but right now, Tom's time is just up. So, if we bring in Charlie, hey, I'm welcome to open arms. But make sure you bring Kevin Johnson as defensive coordinator, and I'll be very happy.
I got a question for the group. It's kind of a play on what we already the question that Steve brought up. Here's the question. Okay, let's switch this up for a minute. Let's say for some reason
we have Tampa Bay's pick in this year's draft. Let's say for some reason through some trade or whatever, we ended up with Tampa Bay's pick, and they're picking number one. Okay? And starting with a film, what position gets addressed first? First pick of the draft. That means you got the money. You got the money pick. Who goes first?
D tackle. Definitely D tackle, man. Because I like I say, there's a D tackle coming out that's rated number one right now.
That would be Leonard Williams.
I think it's Williams. Yeah.
Yep. Leonard Williams from USC.
Give me that. Give me him. I'll take him. Number one in the draft. He's a. He'll be the cornerstone of your D line. All day long. All day long.
Okay, Big O.
Okay. Shit. I'm scratching my head. It's kind of like, yeah, but right. Damn, man. I mean, I feel you on that D-line, but I think we can address that a little bit later with some free agency picks. I think we can get D-line right. I don't really
so who
think
do we pick first? We got the first pick in the draft, baby.
That's the first pick?
The very
Damn,
first
dude, you
pick.
Don't really think we should take the beastest linebacker that's out there, like the fastest, the smash-mouth linebacker that's out there? Who is it?
You talk about Vic, you either talk about Randy Gregory. You might be talking about Randy Gregory's out of Nebraska. You talk about Vic Beasley, who's out of Georgia. You're talking about Dante Fowler. He's out of Florida. Those are the three best cats there are. And none of them are rated number one.
Thank you. We got to remember, like I said, it's the best player available. Williams
the
very
best guy at number one. Who is it?
He's game-changing. That's a game-changing D-tackle that would disrupt the game.
Right. Right.
That's the point I'm making, man.
Right.
Right.
Can't always
so who is the number one right now coming out of college?
Leonard
Williams.
Come
on, Chris.
No, what'd you say? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
What college player right now is ranked really like up number one right now?
Because all of these sorry teams, like you said, well, I guess we're part of that crew too now, aren't we? To Tampa Bay's and the Titans and all of them, they want quarterbacks. They want Mariota, who won the Heisman, Jameis Wilson, who won the Heisman last year. But the highest-rated defensive tackle, non-quarterback player there is Leonard Williams. He's out of USC. And, I'm going to take something back. Game-changing, what we talked about earlier, I got to apologize to you, Charles. I said there ain't no game-changers out there. I'm wrong. I think Amari Cooper's a game-changer from Alabama.
Right.
I think he has that kind of potential. So I take that back. But
in the top 10, there's a lot of game changers in this top 10 draft, man.
Where are they? Really?
Obviously, we're not going to get quarterback, so scratch that off. But then you got Vic Beasley, game changer. Shaq Thompson, game changer. Those are linebackers or DN slash guys or whatever, how you want to put it. Those are game changers right there, whoever wanted linebackers. Then you got Leonard Williams, game changer. You got that left tackle. It's one left tackle that's just a mean cuss. He's just a dang on monster out there, man. Is it Sharif?
Sharif, that's the guy I wanted.
It's top 10 guys, but see, and like I say, depending on where we pick, they got Sharif going maybe 8 or 9, 10. There's a few guys ahead of him.
Thompson going to 11 to 15, babe. You got Shaq Thompson going to 11-15.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a matter of opinion, and that could change with the combine. We're going to see how that goes.
Exactly.
We got game-changing guys all over that top 10, man, top 15. I mean, we got a guy who can change the game. Leonard Williams is a guy that's going to change the game while he's in the game. And pair him up with a Hankins? Oh, my God. Bruh.
What do you think about that, Joe?
First of all, I think we need to get Mike Mayock to join the show to help us out with this. To answer your question, if the Giants had the overall top pick in the draft, I say trade down because I think the number one cat is gonna get drafted at number one at that spot is Mariota. Mariota. I don't think it's gonna be Leonard Williams. I don't think it's gonna be Jack Thompson.
Mariota's going to be the first cat. I agree with that.
Well, And Vic Beasley's from Clemson. He's not from Georgia.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, if I'm the Giants, if I got number one pick in the draft, and the number one guy who's supposed to be taken is Marcus Mariota, trade down. Get out of that spot. Get out of it.
Well, no, the only thing about that first pick is really dependent on what team is there, and it looks like it's going to be the Bucs. You're right. It is going to be Mariota, whatever his name is, because
Mariota.
They need a quarterback. If it was the Giants, I guarantee it would be Leonard Williams, because guess what? D-tackle is a need for us. We got Jenkins is a bum. Patterson's a bum. Now,
well, these guys don't count.
Good.
They got to get the hell out of here. They don't count. Steve.
I mean, Coon is raw. So, I mean, he's still trying to learn his way through the NFL, the European guy. So, I mean, yes, I think Leonard Williams will be the – you don't trade down. You get Leonard Williams because, for us, that's the number one pick that I can see us going with. I mean – you can't miss with this guy. And like I said, we are seeing a D-tackle, at proven D-tackles. Jay Brohma didn't get enough snaps for us to really evaluate. You know, he had tremendous upside, but he got to work on some things. Leonard Williams starts day one besides Hankins, and he solidifies the middle of the defense day one.
Okay, but Charles, what if the Giants say, you know, obviously we're playing devil's advocate here. We're making something up. Say the Giants did have the number one overall pick, and the Tampa Bay Bucks are picking, like, I don't know, three or four. And the Bucks want Mariota. They want to trade up to get Mariota. We'll trade down. And we'll do what the Rams did to Washington. We'll just fleece the hell out of them.
That's right. Fleece the living shit out of them. Take their three. Take their fucking one for next year. Then fleece the shit out of them.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well,
I agree.
The only problem I see with that is the teams that's picking, if they was four, three or four, the team, let's just say they're four. The two teams that's two and three really don't need quarterbacks. And if one of them did say, well, hey, we're going to get a quarterback, you still got Winston out there. The Bucs could really go either way. They're gonna get an upgrade with Winston or Mariotti. So you figure, why? If I'm a Bucs GM, I wouldn't take no deal. Why? I'm gonna get my quarterback regardless. And both of them are good. They both franchise style quarterbacks. Why would I move up? If I'm number four and I need a quarterback,
at this point, we're number nine. And right now, at this point, as we speak right now, we're number nine. Steve, go ahead, Steve.
All right, first of all, before I even get into the need and the position, I wanted to give a shout-out to Dre calling from South Florida, man. The Bleed Blue Show, we will be out in South Florida next season for the Giants when we play the Dolphins. That's number one.
True. That's what's up.
Now, you missed that bottom today, man. It was a good time, man. So hopefully we'll catch you in the offseason. If O's still on the line, we'll catch you in the offseason on that. Oh, yeah, number three. We're about – less than 10 minutes left in this broadcast, but I also wanted to say this show is still continuing into the wild card round next weekend. We will be doing our wild card matchups with the remaining teams in the NFL on top of our Giants armchair GM talk. So we will be continuing the Bleed Blue Show next Saturday morning as usual, as scheduled, during the NFL playoffs. Right, I had to get that out the way before I forget. Number four. It's real tricky, man, because it's all about who you value versus, you know, who you value most on your board. But, man, damn it, we need a linebacker so bad. I mean, if this game does not show you that we don't need a linebacker, I don't know what game does, man. I look at the game like this, man. The D-line played okay. They had some moments. I would say... wide receiver, I heard Amari Cooper name earlier. I don't know who said that. Amari Cooper, I don't think wide receiver will be a need the first three rounds, depending on best player available. But it's definitely between offensive line and linebacker. Our offensive line could be so dominant next year if you get the right offensive lineman, if he falls to our lap around that mid, 12 to 14 range where we're going to be drafted. If we get an offensive lineman, this song, a lot of stuff. I mean, we could sleepwalk to 9-7 with a good offensive line. We're not that far away with the offensive line.
No.
And you get an impact linebacker that's not going to get injured. And we bring back a Beeson. You know, Beeson's probably going to play, nine out of 16 next season, whatever. He's not going to play full 16. But you match him with a Devin Kennard and put Juwan McClain back into outside linebacker. This is we're an impact linebacker away to making at least 10 wins sleepwalking, as long as everybody does their job. Because I think Eli gets the grasp of this offense. I just think our issues is on the trenches and in that middle, that linebacker. There's so many gaps where tight ends should not be as wide open as they should be as far as their assignment. And also being in the AAB gets the way they should have it. You get the right young stud because you know the rookies are going to be cheap. You know the guaranteed money is not going to be as astronomic. This tennis is sleepwalking next season on a third place schedule. That's
what do we do with JPP?
No max. We were saying
that's
that
what I was
going to
speak on.
Intro roll, 2 years. I was saying that today during the game. 2 years, no three. Can't give him three, no. 2 years.
You know JPP said he's worth a lot of money?
That's what I was about to speak on.
He may
exactly.
let him walk.
That's,
fuck that.
Can't let him walk.
That's what I was about to speak on.
If it's not going to be the right price, now I'm willing to pay market value for JPP. But if it goes over market value on these stupid teams, like, one of these dumb teams want to overpay him, like they did Tuck and play people like that, go ahead and overpay him, he can walk. But at the end of the day, that puts us in a big bind because right now we don't have a proven DN that can play 16.
That's what I was about to speak on.
Yeah, Ayers got potential, but he got hurt. Demontre Morstein need a lot to work on. We don't have
After you speak, Charles, I got a point to that because I got you on that.
Charles.
Yeah, go. Finish your point. I had a point on JP.
No, yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty much it, man. We don't have that pivotal player at that position that's going to make an impact right now other than JPP. And we can say, well, he came on late. He took half the year off, but it is what it is. I mean, the guy had 12 sacks.
Yes, got 11.5 sacks.
And he played the run all year, unbelievably. So you got to pay him, but I'm not going to pay him now. If he starts getting the amount starts getting kind of stupid, you got to walk away, and it is what it is. Or you can branch it.
Totally
hey,
Charles, give me 20 seconds. Charles, give me 20 seconds of your final thoughts, man.
I mean, let's go into next year, man. We got if Coughlin, my final thought, if Coughlin comes back, I don't know I don't know. It's going to take me a long time to really come to grips with that, man. That's my main thing right now.
Gotcha. Assume, 20 seconds of your last thought.
We on the clock.
You on the clock right now. Okay. I got you. Sorry, I did not. I just stepped in. Okay. Daniel. Hello? Okay, Dre Graham.
I just wanted to speak on the draft thing. You know, they didn't ask me, but I was going to say defensive end.
Well, go ahead, yeah.
Because the simple fact, like you said, JPP. Now, if he asking for stupid money, we're going to let him walk. He is asking for stupid money. This motherfucker said he should be the highest paid. So that means you got to match J.J. Watt. That's stupid money. So we need a defensive end that's like Kiwanuka when he first came in, could do linebacker or defensive end, be versatile.
Big Beasley. Big Beasley.
Man, I was hoping to get the whole game without mentioning his name, man. Damn.
Yeah, but all in all, I'm not satisfied how we ended the season, but I see things that we can build on. That 3-4, that 3-game winning streak, even when we was losing, our offense was, our offense gelled at times without Cruz. We only had one receiver. We had one receiver the whole damn year after Cruz got injured and still was, scoring points.
All right.
Hey, it is what
Big
it
go.
Is, but hey.
Big O, real quick, man.
Listen, I echo what he said. That DN, we can get a beast, but like I said, JPP right now, you know why I say it won't really hurt us? Because those type of players, he won a Super Bowl already. So right now he's really not playing for a Super Bowl anymore. What a lot of players try to, when you come in that league, that's your goal. That's one of your main accomplishments, and he accomplished that young. Right now he's trying to get that contract, and he's trying to max it out. So if he's trying to get serious top dollars, we got to let him go. One thing I know about young players that's hungry, they come in there that want a contract, man, they come out there to ball, man. So he played 16 games, but I think we can find somebody that can play 16 games. Just like you say,
we need
Kyle Nuka.
We need six Beckhams. We need six motherfuckers that play like Beckham. For real, six motherfuckers that got passion, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
All right, Big Joe.
But like
okay,
you said,
I'm sorry,
Charles,
man.
If we bring Coughlin back, it's going to be hard for me to take grips with that, for real. I'm
that's
serious.
That's what
man.
I agree with. I agree with
let
that.
That go.
Big Joe.
Got to do your best to bring back JPP, and yeah, market value. If you ask for stupid, crazy money, then it's going to hurt me to say this, but you might have to let him walk, but I don't want to. I mean, he's young, he's tall, he's rangy, athletic, he stops the run. 11.5 sacks in a losing season is no joke. That's nothing to sneeze at. But other than that, start cleaning house, like Big O says, from the rooter to the tutor. So back up the truck, load that bad boy.
From the rooter to the tutor.
Yeah. Start fresh next year because we can't be going through this bullshit no more. This is just ridiculous, and
it was.
That's it. I mean, once again, on behalf of myself and Steve and Chris, you guys are a big part of what makes this show what we are today, from the spring and summer up until now.
That's
so,
right.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. Definitely.
Same to you. Same to you.
Host, close it down.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know, remind you guys, we're going to be here throughout the whole NFL playoffs. It's just definitely call it. We're going to still talk New York Football Giants, but we're also going to talk matchups, the wild card round, divisional, conference, and the Super Bowl. I'm gonna have to save my thoughts probably for our podcast, Chris and Joe. And Joe,
yep,
pretty much hit it about market value with JPP. So that's kind of where I'm at with JP, market value, man. Outside of that, that's tough, man. Because look at like this, Joe. You said JPP, he's not going to Philly. Because Philly plays a 3-4, and JPP is not a 3-4 down lineman. So that's out of the question. It's a
franchise
team like Dallas. Come here. That's true.
That's an option.
There goes your option right there. That's probably the best viable option for this guy. Pay him average the top five salaries at his position. We could walk with that and then worry about that the season after that. That
make
might be the option to franchise him.
Make him play again. Play hard again.
Right.
There you go.
I like that thought.
That might be the best option. I like that. All right, we'll go. All right. Other than that, we'll be here the next Saturday morning, and we'll go from there.
Okay, Lo. That's
Big
it.
Blue.
Let's just deep, real deep, Big Blue, too, boy. I mean, we can dig it. So, good night, John.
All right, good night.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?